very superstitious. Okay? And I played it for a reason. Superstition. Yes. And my co-host, I think he's going to know where I'm going with this because he's the culprit. Folks, if you're on Facebook, if you're on LinkedIn or Twitter, my co-host, he's been changing his background. And I caught it the first time. Okay. Whether it is,
I thought I'd go outside for a while.
Yeah, no. Whether it's intentional, okay, or subconscious, he's trying to remind me of the warm weather in Southern California. Why are you laughing, Mike? Why are you laughing, Mike? I caught it the first time. That proves everything. Mike, that proves everything. I knew what you were doing when I said, now, okay, he's changing backgrounds here. See, he is, I dare not call him a detective. He's an investigator. And that means this guy, he thinks logically, right? He does things and he does them on the sly sometime. And he knows that it is cold here in Virginia and it's warm there in California. So he flashes these backgrounds of the palm trees.
This actually is a picture from about 6 months ago during the eclipse of the moon.
Yeah.
And this was taken from the mountains of Highland. I was up in beautiful. Highland, California, which was near San Manuel Casino.
Uh-huh.
And this was during the eclipse. And this is eastward. So we're actually pointing the camera towards Palm Springs and capturing part of this lunar eclipse that was going on that night.
No doubt that's what it was. But you put that up for a reason. You wanted to rub it in. Because you know it's cold here. Yeah, no.
No, you know I'm not evil, William.
I didn't say evil. Sneaky? Yeah. Evil? No. He's blushing, folks.
Can't you see my halo right here?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. I ain't buying it. I know you did it on purpose. Wow. Stevie Wonder. You know I have Stevie Wonder stories, right? And I had the absolute pleasure of meeting him in person.
I was just going to ask you if you ever met him.
I did. Amazing. I was in New Orleans. I am not going to bore the audience with the whole story, right? But I had me and one of my agents had a backstage pass. We were backstage, and I was within 20 feet of him while he was performing. And after the show, I had the opportunity of meeting him. I shook his hand. It was absolutely, oh man, gracious, great show. Loved it. Highlight, obviously, of the trip, okay, to New Orleans. And that was in 2008. But I'm going to leave you with this real quick, Mike. I had a girlfriend that I was dating around that time. And so I was telling her, she didn't go. And I was telling her about the experience. She said, I'm pissed off with Stevie Wonder. I said, why? She said, because I was in Los Angeles and he was outside of, I forgot what studio he was outside of, right? And he had his window down and I waved at him and he didn't wave back. I said, oh Lord, this will not last. Be right back. Be right back. Mike, we'll talk later, okay?
You know where to find me.
All my exes. Later. You listen to Mad Mike and Wild Will on a Thursday night, huh? Brown, hey Mike, oh my God, I don't know whether you saw that movie or not. It was a Rocky movie. I don't know whether they did so many. It was a sequel, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. And it was Apollo Creed that was going to be Rocky before that. It's just a great, great movie. But that song, Living in America, James Brown, one of my favorites. Now you, picked one of his songs last week. I might just have to play it again. It was just so great. That was on one of your lists, right? But I don't know.
I can't remember yesterday. So if you play something from last week, it's
okay.
All right. All good.
Okay, bro. All right, that's my co-host. He's there. Believe me or not, he's there. Hey, but wow. Do you remember the movie though that I'm speaking of? It was a Rocky movie.
Yeah, Apollo Creed one. I think it was either the second or third one that of the Rocky series, but I didn't keep up with the whole series. So I couldn't
no, well, neither did I. Well, no, I watched most of them. I saw most of them. And, but this one, but that song there with James Brown, Living in America, man, that is, oh, wow. I mean, think about it. If you listen to the lyrics, you can get up and sing, you can get up and dance, and you can really appreciate what you have. Okay. Notwithstanding some of the problems, we'll talk about that. That's for a whole different, another different, platform, right? But wow. I would rather be here than most places, I'm telling you, Mike.
We got our problems.
Yeah.
We got our problems, but you're still in a pretty good spot if you're here in America.
I wouldn't want to be in USA. I wouldn't want to be in Russia or China or North Korea. Hey, okay.
Who's the basketball player that they've got over there?
Oh, my God. Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner?
Yeah, and it's all political, Mike. We'll talk about that later, man. But
man,
it's a shame, you know? And it's something that, I mean, with less than one whatever, mind you, it's political, Mike. Believe me.
Oh, you think so?
Okay.
9 years for a pot pen? You gotta be kidding me. They're doing this just to mess with America and try to put pressure on America to do something that's gonna favor Russia.
Of course.
They want their pound of flesh from America, and I know this is off topic, but they want their pound of flesh.
Go ahead, please.
They want to embarrass America, and they want to put as much political pressure as they possibly can on America.
And, right.
Yeah, that's pretty evil.
It is very evil. And I tell you, we might touch on this a little bit Sunday. Folks, please tune in Sunday to the Boomerang Radio Show.
We can do that. We can do whatever we want on Sunday.
You're exactly right, my friend. Because we want to talk about appreciating humanity. Where's humanity? Look, we got to get back to more of a humane society. Folks, Mike, I'm gonna go to some music, brother. I'll be right back because this is deep for me. But Sunday, folks, the Boomerang Radio Show, 3 p.m. on the West, 6 p.m. on the East, 5 Central, 4 Mountain. You don't want to miss it. This is a very special show. And Mike, I'm gonna tell you something. This is something that's near and dear to me. Because, you know, when you and I do these situational awareness, holiday safety, public safety, whatever shows, you know how important that is to me. And I remember you when you were with the Sheriff's Department in San Bernardino. Oh, I got to clear up something. I was so excited about the show on Sunday. And the reason why Los Angeles came in there, and I'm trying to get him on. To make sure. I know that you are a former investigator at the San Bernardino. If I can say that, can I say it? I guess I can.
It's the county of San Bernardino, not the city.
County of San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. And he and I, we're friends. He's my client. But I also had a chance to visit. We'll talk about this at some other time. The ballistics lab. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I was over the moon. I don't know where that comes from, but whatever it is. But anyway, Sunday, I know you will be there, and I talked to another great friend of mine who was with the Los Angeles Police Department. He's retired, and I'm not sure exactly what capacity, but I told him what we were doing on Sunday. And you two gentlemen, And we're talking about two major cities in San Bernardino that deals with, I think Los Angeles had the largest police department in the United States, if I'm not correct.
They have such a large population. They have to balance the population with the number of officers.
Right.
So yeah, they're extremely large department, both sheriffs and the PD.
Absolutely.
Police department. Now, San Bernardino County is, the county itself is the largest county in the continental United States, over 20,000 square miles. So as far as square miles, San Bernardino County is the largest in the U.S. But as far as like the numbers of people on the department, L.A., oh yeah.
You know, question.
Just because it's so populated.
That's why, because of what you and I do, and we try to do it practically every year. I think we may have missed maybe a year or two, but, we have done this show, several times. And Mike, the title of the show before we came up with holiday awareness, I mean, holiday, safety and situation awareness, you do a program. And please, please tell the audience what it is again, because I think it's so impactful.
Well, more than a decade ago, the department, I used to do a lot of public speaking and such on behalf of the department, which I was very proud to do. They came to me and said, hey, listen, we're getting a lot of requests because of elder abuse and seniors being taken advantage of. And can you put together a program that's designed for seniors, for senior safety? And awareness. And I said, sure, I'll throw something together, not a problem. So I did a ton of research and I put together a really solid program. After I did the first one, some of the seniors that were in my mm-hmm. first program talked to their kids and their neighbors and their kids' teachers and grandchildren and all that. And we started getting so many requests for it that I just changed it. I changed it to accommodate everything from college students to people mm. working in factories to home safety to safety when you travel, safety when you're on vacation. And I covered just all kinds of different things and it evolved into, and I did the program for so many years and it was called Refuse to Be a Victim.
Right. Refuse to Be a Victim. Wow. We'll be back.
Very popular program. They got so many requests that I couldn't even do it. It was just too much to
overwhelming because it is so necessary.
So no I did question. It as much as I could.
Well, guess what? You did a great job, my friend. I think this is appropriate. Nat King Cole is called Love.
L is for the way you look at me.
Good stuff.
Don't be looking at me like that, William.
Good stuff.
It's for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
It was the first of May, a lovely day when you came into my life. The timing was right. There's one thing I want you. Get the best of my love. Don't you hesitate, don't you wait. When you're down, let me know now. I'll get to you somehow. There's one thing that I want you to know. You get the best of my love.
Connection. song.
You got the best of my sweet loving baby.
Who's that by, William?
Huh?
Who's that by?
Hold on, bro.
Right.
You're right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got the best of my love. Hey guys, you hanging out with yours truly. I am Wild Will, hanging out on the East, and I've got my friend, Mad Mike. He's holding down the West. Mike, you're about to say.
I was saying, who did you say that last song was by?
That was T Connection.
T-Connection?
T-Connection. You got the best of my love.
Learning stuff right here on Coast to Coast.
That's how we do it, bro. I often tell my co-hosts, I say, let's connect the dots. Connect the dots because everything that we need is right here. And that goes universally. Everything on earth that's needed for man to survive is right here on earth. And we can do some amazing things. Good Lord. Why don't we do the simple things and let's get together and stop playing games here. Hey, Mike, I'm telling you, bro. Oh, having fun. We got a lot of our good friends listening. I know Beverly Haynes is listening. Randy is listening. 7 Up. Jasmine Vegas. Beverly Haynes. I did mention her. Oh my God. Kim Rogers always there. Man. Look, folks, without you, we wouldn't be having so much fun. We would have fun. Mike and I have fun anyway. Okay, well, with you hanging out personally.
We really do.
We always have a really good time, right? But it makes a lot more enjoyable.
We crack each other up.
Oh, yep.
Look, William's an easy laugh, too.
You know what? If it's funny, it's funny, Mike. I was berated in school by a teacher one time. She said, William, why are you laughing in class? I said, because somebody said something funny. So the whole class started laughing and everything was out of control after that point, right? Don't be asking me a question if you don't know the answer, bro, because I'm going to give you an answer. Hey, this is where it happens, right on the bus. I wasn't a bad kid, Mike, but some of my teachers, they really didn't care a whole lot for me because I was, I would answer respectfully, of course, but they didn't like my answers.
You were silly Will?
Yep. I was. I wasn't disrespectful, but they didn't like my answers, okay? They said, well, damn. Okay, this kid. All right.
I got in trouble. I always got in trouble like yourself, but never for doing anything evil or bad or with. Just for being silly and class clown. And
yes.
I did something in junior high one time. I was in it was a math class or something. Really good teacher, too. Nice man. And Wizard of Oz had been on the TV. Remember, Wizard of Oz used to come
once a year.
And it had been on the night before, and a couple of us over in the corner were talking about it. And I'm sitting in that chair, and I reenacted where the witch is melting. I'm going, I'm melting, I'm melting. He goes, Ward, get out of here. Go to the vice principal's office.
That's him, folks. You know what?
I made a teacher pass out one time.
Oh, we'll talk about that one.
This is McElroy. We're on the second story. This is high school. I think it was my sophomore year. And they were doing construction where they were digging up all the ground outside of the building. Uh-huh. So they had all kinds of dirt piled up against the outside of the building down below on the first floor.
Right.
And so I started acting all goofy and stuff. And she was just a little frail English teacher, just a sweetheart. And I'm probably going to hell for this. But I'm really upset. I'm really upset. And, of course, me and a couple of guys, we knew what I was already planning, right? So I'm just really upset with, I just don't think I can take it anymore. So I went over to the window. I slid the window open and I jumped out of the second story.
Mike.
Mrs. McElroy didn't know that there was dirt like 4 foot down from me. I didn't fall very, I just hit the pad of dirt. She passed out cold. Yeah, I got in pretty good trouble for that one.
Mike, yeah, is this a true story?
My parents weren't happy on that one. had to go see Mr. Buchanan. If my brother's listening, he remembers Bucky. We called him Mr. Buchanan. He had those big old bottle cap glasses.
Right.
And yeah, I had to go to, he was the vice principal in my high school, and I had to go to the vice principal's office.
Okay.
And he's talking to me. He goes, Mike, do I have to call your parents again? I said, oh, Mr. Buchanan, you know, I just playing around.
Yeah.
Mike, it's not funny when the teacher passes out.
Folks, we'll be right back after this. Oh, that's why I love this show. Please expect the unexpected.
You guys
please
send us some of your stories while you're at it.
I'll be back with more. Trust me, I got some. Please trust me.
I don't believe it's been slitting my throat is all I have. I heard your voice through a photograph. I thought that I've been brought up the path. Oh, once you know you can never go back, I gotta take it on the other side. A century. Cemetery where I marry the sea. A stranger thing that never changed my mind. I gotta take it on the other side. Take it on the other side. Take it on. Take it on.
this way. I can't survive, can't stay alive without your love. Don't leave me this way, no. I can't exist, I surely miss your tender kiss. Away, yeah. A broken man with empty hands. Oh, baby, please, please don't leave me this way.
Background, Mike.
I've got to send you a little warmth here. Warm the cockles of your heart.
He's teasing, folks. Teddy Pendergrass.
See, I love you.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That's one of my jams.
Will you stay with me? Stay with me.
Oh man. Wow. Hey, great set. Hey, Mike. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast. We try to bring it to you each and every week, something different. And we mix up the genres because we have a national and an international audience. And we want to bring, you know, some great stuff to you guys. Anyway, you asked for a story. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's like me on the telephone with Mike, right? Because we just chop it up and just talk about stuff. Okay? Because I find his conversations extremely interesting, and I'm sure that if mine weren't, that it wouldn't last long. But anyway, high school. I was in the bathroom, and I went to Maggie Walker High School right here in this town where I am right now. I'm so proud. Richmond, Virginia, right? RVA, known, right? Lovely, you know? And it is a progressive city, in my opinion, and I think that there's a lot that's happening here, right? But anyway, I went to a school called Maggie Walker High School, okay? And that was one of two Black high schools here in Richmond, Virginia at that time. Our rival was Armstrong. We'll get to that later. But anyway, I'm in my senior year. There was no question I'm getting ready to graduate. But you have to look at, in my high school, it was really amazing because all the guys dressed. I mean, we, whether you wore fine suits or slacks or whatever it is. It was like, it was something out of GQ. It was really, really different, right? And we had a standard. Everybody was cleaned and well-groomed and stuff like that. So I'm in the bathroom, getting ready for my next class, and I'm combing my hair, right? Okay. That's when I had some. But I was combing my hair, and there were three guys in the bathroom that were shooting craps. The vice principal, who happens to be or was an uncle of mine, a relative. Okay. And so, he walked in and busted all, the group, right? But he took me along. I had nothing to do with it. Didn't shoot craps. Didn't even like that, you know, whatever it is. I'm not saying I didn't do anything wrong, but that wasn't my game. He took all of us to the principal's office. And the principal said, somebody needs to tell me what's going on or all four of you are busted and suspended. Now, I said, no, I'm not doing this. No. And I ratted on the other three. I said, look, I had nothing to do with it. It was those three. So there were two bullies out of that gang, right? And they were intimidating me, and they used to hang around with the biggest guy in the school who happens to be the star football player. His name was Leroy Sledge. This guy had muscles coming out of his neck.
That's a perfect name for someone like that. Leroy Sledge.
Leroy Sledge. No, I'm serious about this. And he went on.
I know you are, yeah.
And he went on to play with the pros. I forgot what team he was with. Somebody please text me. Let me know. Okay. But anyway, this little guy who was about my size named Ralph. Yeah. You ratted on us. We're going to F you up, you know, after it's going to blah, blah, blah. And this went on for days, right? And he's hanging around with this giant. One day I caught him in the hall by himself. I grabbed that joker by the collar, pulled him around the corner. I said, if you ever meet me again, something real bad gonna happen to you. And that was the end of that bullying. I'm serious about that, Mike. I was serious because the thing about it, I wasn't gonna take the rap because I was more afraid of my mom than I was of those four clowns. Because I said, they can't do anything worse to me. Huh?
Take just a small moment to explain how many kids your mom had to herd.
Yeah, that's a good word too. Seven boys and one girl, And I was more afraid of her than I was of them. So I said,
Mama,
look,
don't play.
If I'm going to go take a beating, it's going to be from you guys versus her. So I'm not going to let her know I was involved in this. That's the gist of this whole story. I'm serious, Mike. Hey, dude, it happened. That's a real story. Be right back after this. Wild Will and Mad Mike on the buzz. Oh, it's Nicki Minaj. Ariana. Mad Mike. Wild Will. On the buzz. $1,000 sheets. Waiting for you on some $1,000 sheets. Man, this is really good. I got caught a three on repeat. Back shots to the beat of a milli on yo. Got me acting like you got a milli on yo. You say I'm the goat, you're the billy on yo. I can make all your dreams come true. Wanna fall through, then you better come true. Come true. Don't make me wait until the morning. Got a bed. Strawberry lingerie, waiting for you. Ooh. Strawberries lingerie, you told me you want away. Mess around, put it down on you. I'ma do everything I said I'm gon' do. Pretty little body, it look better on you. Might have to blow it like a feather on you. What a force, ooh yeah, you better come true. Don't make me wait until the morning. Gotta bed.
Niggas scared, they doing 50 and a 55. I'm trying to clap him like somebody told him, give me five. I'ma be a half an hour, but I told him, give me five. I'm trying to dance on him, blow my advance on him. I like him better when he got some sweatpants on him. I like his hang time, he set his head right. I said go all the way down and then head right. I watch him fuck it up, look at him looking up. I said you need some thick skin, baby, suck it up. He go insane on it, I put my fame on it. Could have put Zane on it, but I put your name on it. I got a bed. If I put it on you, baby,
more than welcome. Come out here on the dance floor. Come show me what you're working with. Show me how low can you go. Now you want me to bag it up. Baby, are you serious? Tell me, can you handle it? 'Cause baby, I'm curious. If I bag it up, what you gonna do? If I put it on you, baby, what you gonna do? If I bag it up, what you gonna do? If I put it on you, baby, what you gonna do? Now come on, tell me what you're working with. Oh yeah, I like it like that. I think you got something there, baby. Come on, get a little closer. Yeah, just like that. If I bag it up, what you gonna do? If I put it on you, baby, what you gonna do? If I bag it up, what you gonna do? If I put it on you, baby, what you gonna do? If I bag it up,
if I bag it up,
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
If I put it on you, baby,
I'm gonna put it on you.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna do it to you.
If I bag it up.
Nelly.
What you gonna
Nelly, tag it.
If I bag it up.
Travis.
Oh, just what like you
Mike.
If I put it on you, baby.
Are you feeling warm yet?
No, I hey, bro.
If I bag it up. I'm trying to say it's
warm. Oh, my God. You know what? I've taken on a wild man right here. I call myself Wild Will. I might need to switch this up. It might be Wild Mike. I mean,
and Mad Will,
you know, that could work either which way, you know, and you know, both are true. Hey, Mike,
that's why we get along so well.
Oh man, bro, man, I love this. I love this. I love this. You sent me, and I tell you what, I got the biggest smile on my face after we did our first show. And you said, man, I'm really loving this.